Hey guys, this is the Harbolt Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. As always, you can see all of our items on our website at www.harboltcompany.com, and our email address is sales@harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-633-2572. Also, don't forget to check out our web-only deal, daily deal every day at daytodaydeal.shop. So I have been asked by many people lately to bring back some double wall insulated water bottles. And so because this has been requested so much, I have found some from our supplier, and I have to say I'm very, very happy with the offerings that we have. Now, what's cool is these are considered tumblers. I guess you could still call them water bottles, but they kind of look like big cups, but they still serve the same purpose. And this time you actually get a choice between two sizes. So you get a choice between a 30 ounce variety, which still holds a lot of liquid, or you get a choice for the King Daddy King size 50 ounces of liquid. So 50 ounce tumbler. That is just insane. It is humongous, and it will definitely keep you from going back and forth to the refrigerator to get water and things like that. So you definitely want to make your choice from the drop-down box before you add to cart, so you can pick which one that you want. So, all right, well, let's get into these. So let's talk about the 30 ounce first. Now, I actually use one that's exactly like this, but mine is not near as good a quality as this. And I use this every night, but it's a really nice big cup. So if this mimics, if you were to go to like Sonic or, Chick-fil-A or one of those restaurants where they give you that, even McDonald's, I guess they give you that humongous size, 30 ounce cup that's actually a little bit more slim towards the bottom, and then it gets wider as it goes to the top. That is exactly what this looks like. So this is going to give you the slim bottom. That way you can easily hold on to it. Also, it will fit in a car cup holder. And then as it goes towards the top of the lid, it's going to get wider, and that's where you get all your quantity from. So the top of this has a pop-off lid. It is a hard plastic lid. It's got a lip on the side that you pop off. It has a rubber seal around it, so when this is on, it's going to seal in really, really well. Now, these are both vacuum sealed double wall insulated stainless steel. They are BPA free, so you don't have to worry about that. They also are dishwasher safe on top rack. So top rack, dishwasher safe. But they are stainless steel. They are double wall insulated, vacuum sealed. So what that means is they're not going to sweat on the outside, and they're going to keep your stuff super, super cold for a long, long time. They say we'll keep it cold up to 24 hours, and I can attest they really do work. And then they will keep your hot stuff hot for up to 12 hours. Now, the hot stuff, they don't necessarily keep that quite as hot as the cold stuff, the cold. And that's with any double wall insulated mug or tumbler or bottle out there. You're always going to get more in the cold areas, keep it colder longer than you will the hot area. But it still will keep the hot, warm up to, they say up to 12 hours. So so the top of this, really wide mouth on it, easy to get your hand in to clean it, easy to get your ice into it to put ice, easy to pour whatever you want in here. This also is going to be a leak proof and possibly spill proof. It's spill proof and possibly leak proof. We're going to test that out here in just a minute. I always like to test these on recording so you guys can hear firsthand if they actually are leak proof. Now, spill proof is a little bit different than leak proof, because spill proof means that when you knock it over, it's not just going to pour a ton of stuff on your floor, on your carpet, on your table, whatever. Leak proof means it's completely sealed and you could throw it in a backpack and not have to worry about it, that kind of thing. There's not many things out there that are leak proof, but there are a lot of things that are spill proof. So we're going to check out the leak proof thing here in just a little bit. So the top lid, you have a flip top one side of the lid has the lip of it where you can pop it off of the actual tumbler itself. The other side has a pop top spout where you can pop it up and actually drink from it that way. Or you can use the included, and yes, it is included, stainless steel straw. And right behind the pop-top spout is actually a little rubber hole that is, there's a little cover that goes on it and seals it. And if you pop that up, that is where you can put your straw into it. And so they do give you a really nice long stainless steel straw. The bottom part of the straw has a little silicone piece that you would that goes down inside. Well, I guess you could do it either way. You could use that silicone piece to drink out of, or you could use the silicone piece to go down inside it. And I think what they're getting at, though, is if you use the silicone piece that's on the end of the straw, you can easily just pop the silicone piece off, clean it, and then put it back on the end of your straw, and it's a lot easier to keep clean. So you can use that silicone piece, or you can take it right off and not use it. It's up to you. Now, the straw fits right down in that little hole, and it does seal it pretty well around the straw because it does have that little rubber silicone seal. And then if you're not going to use a straw, then you pull a straw out just like that, and then you just take the little rubber piece and then push it right down in the hole where the straw went, and now you've sealed that hole up, and now you can just drink out of it with the pop-top spout. So there's a couple different ways to use it there, either the straw or the pop-top spout. Either way, you want to do it. Now, they also give you a nice little straw cleaner. So it's a little wire brush with a little wire with a wire brush on the end that perfectly fits inside the straw, and you can clean the straw out very easily that way. And then it looks like they also give you an extra straw little silicone straw sealer that goes down in that hole. If for some reason you lost yours or it broke, the piece that you pop up to put the straw down in, they give you an extra one of those, which is actually really generous. So you get the straw, you get the extra little silicone straw hole, and then you get the stainless steel straw, and then you get the straw cleaner. So it's really nice, all the stuff that they give you. And of course, on the end of the straw, they give you the little silicone piece that you can use to drink out of, and then you can just pop it off and clean it, and then put it back on the straw, easy peasy. So really, really nice stainless steel tumbler here, and holds 30 ounces of liquid. Definitely keeps your stuff super, super cold for a long, long time, and keeps your stuff hot and warm and hot for a long time as well. Now, that is the 30-ounce one. Now, let's go to the King Daddy. Now, when you get this 30-ounce one, be sure that you pop open the lid, take out this little paperwork inside, and definitely clean this and wash it before you use it. But you can also do it top rack dishwasher. So that's always a nice thing. You don't have to hand clean it. Let's go to the king size one. This is the 50 ounce. This thing is humongous. 50 ounce stainless steel, double wall insulated. It basically, if you took that 30 ounce tumbler and you increased it by like 200%, that's what the 50 ounce looks like. You know, even though it's not going to hold, it's only going to hold a little less than double the 30 ounce, the actual physical size would probably be about 2.5 to 3 times the size of the 30 ounce. But anyway, so now this one, what's unique about this is this actually has a handle. So this is for serious water drinkers, fluid drinkers, or maybe you can even carry this with you when you are going out with your guide dog. This would be a really great way to take some water with them, but it has a handle that actually folds out from the side, and then you can carry this 50-ounce cooler, and then when you're done carrying it with the handle, it folds right back down right against and goes around the actual body of the 50-ounce bottle or tumbler. So it actually keeps the handle really nice and low profile to the side of the bottle. So the handle itself is kind of If you took a circle and you cut it in half, that's basically what the handle is. And then it folds, it just folds down, and then it goes, wraps right around the water bottle with that half moon shape. Now, the top has a super wide mouth that is also sealed with a rubber seal. This is also double wall insulated, vacuum sealed, and this thing is really, really goes on tight to seal it good. And so you're going to unscrew this. It's got a rubber seal that locks it down in place. And we're also going to test this one out here in a minute and see if this one is also, I know this one is spill proof, but I also think this is probably going to be leak proof. We're going to check it out. Now this one actually has the pop top spout that actually pops open with the touch of a button. So there's actually a button on the side of the spout. You press it and boom, it pops right open. Now you can drink out of it, pour out of it, whatever you want to do. And then when you're done, you just snap the lid, snap that little spout back down in place. But it also goes one step further. It has this little wire piece on the side that folds up and goes right over this little lip on the pop top spout. And that way it locks the lid or locks the spout closed so it can't accidentally pop open. This is probably going to be locked in place when you first get it. So when you go to press the button, it's not going to do anything. Take your fingernail on either side, the left or the right side, and just pull that little wire piece down, flip it down, and now you can press the button and the spout pops right open. Now, I will say the little wire locking mechanism can be easily removed if you don't want to fuss with it or mess with it. You can just take it and just pull it out of either side and the wire piece comes right off. But if you're going to carry this in kind of a car or a bag or something, you might want to keep the lock on there. That way it locks it down in place and it's not going to accidentally pop open while you're traveling with it. This also is top dishwasher safe, top rack dishwasher safe. However, I doubt you're going to be able to fit this humongous thing on the top rack of your dishwasher. So you're probably going to just want to wash that out with a hand. But the lid you could definitely fit on the top rack of your dishwasher. But the other part is going to be a little skeptical because I know my dishwasher, the top rack, there is a limit to how far it goes up the top that you can put something in there. So it might be the same with yours. So that is the 50 ounce with the handle, folding handle. You've got the double wall vacuum, stainless steel, double wall insulation, no sweating on the outside, keeping your stuff super cold for long, super hot for long. And then you've also got the 30 ounce one that does the same thing with not a handle, but with a straw and a little bit different way to drink out of the top. Now, if you have a big hand, you probably grab a hold of this big old bad boy 50 ouncer from the bottom and just chug away. My hand's not quite that large, so I can grab it, but it's not super comfortable for me. But as someone told me, you could always just use the handle, hold the handle while you kind of guide the spout to your lips and so forth. So where there's a will, there's a way. All right, so let's take these over to the sink. We're going to check them out and see with our real world test if these are completely leak proof. All right, so let me get up here and I'm going to, so let's do the 30 ounce one first. Now, of course, this is going to be with no straw in here because the straw is going to leak a little if you are using it with the straw and you dump it over. So we're going to try this without the straw and see if this is truly leak-proof when the little silicone piece is sealed down where the straw goes. All right, I'm going to put a little water in here. Let me move the iPad a little bit closer. Okay, let's put a little water in here. All right, put a little water in this. I'm gonna seal the lid back down, push it down really, really, really good tight on the top because it just, these lids don't screw off. Now the 50 ounce one does screw off counterclockwise to unscrew it, clockwise to screw it back on. This one, the 30 ounce, is just gonna pop off with that little lip on the side. You just push up with that and that's gonna pop the lid up, pop it off. So just know that the 30 ounce is not a twist off one. Okay, so let's go ahead. I got everything sealed down tight on the top, and let's dump it over and let's see what it does. Wow, it is leak-proof. I'm shaking it, no water dripping out whatsoever. I'm holding it upside down no water dripping out whatsoever. That's awesome. So completely leak and spill proof on the 30 ounce one. Now let me go grab the straw because I'm going to see how much it comes out even when the straw is in it. Of course it's going to come out a little bit, but I'm going to be right back. I'm going to grab the straw. Hold on 1 second. Okay, got the straw here. Now I'm going to put the straw in with the silicone end of the straw. It's going to be up at the top. Really nice stainless steel straw here. Okay, I'm going to put the straw in and just like that. Okay, now I'm going to tip it up. And yes, water came out, but it actually only came out of the straw. It didn't come out around the straw, which is really, really cool. So that part, if it does tip over, it's going to come out a little bit through the straw, but it's not going to come out around the straw. So very nice leak-proof and spill-proof real-world test here of the 30-ounce tumbler. Awesome. You could easily throw this in a backpack and so forth. As long as everything is sealed down tight on top, push down and seal down, you won't have to worry about anything coming out. So that is a great, great test there, and that's great news. So let me go ahead and, okay, 30 ounce is tested. Now let's do the 50 ounce after I knock it over a couple times. Okay. All right, again, this one is screw-off lid. So I'm going to unscrew it counterclockwise. Now, the handle doesn't come off, only the lid, so the handle always stays attached to the side of the bottle. Let's get all the paperwork out of here. Good grief. Like a book in here. Let's get all that out. Okay, all the paperwork is out. All right. Let me load this up with some water. This thing is awesome. Talk about a lot of water. I wish I could get my hand around this a little bit better because I would love this thing. I drink a lot of water. This thing definitely would fit that. Would do exactly what I would want. I wouldn't have to fill it up as much during the day. Okay, I'm screwing it in, screwing it down really, really tight on the top lid. I think I got it pretty well screwed down. Okay, now we're going to try this with the lid not locked down. So we're going to try it with the spout not locked. Turn it over upside down. And actually, there is a little bit of water coming out. So that is with it not locked down. So now I'm going to lock it down with the little wire piece. And now I'm going to hold upside down. And no water. So just know, if you want this one to be leak proof and spill proof, you will need to use that little wire to lock the spout down in place. So very cool. That passed both of our tests. The 30 ounce passed the test and the 50 ounce when it is locked down. These are great, great tumblers, great bottles to drink out of, and definitely holds lots and lots and lots of liquid, whichever your liquid of choice is, water, tea, coffee, whatever. If somebody filled up one of this 50-ounce ones with coffee, boy, you're going to have plenty of coffee for all day long, and that's a lot of coffee. So anyway, guys, so these are brand new. These are black in color, and these are just great, great tumblers. Stainless steel, double wall insulated, vacuum sealed, leak-proof and spill-proof. Both of them. So great, great tumblers. All right, guys, if you have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com, and our website is harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-633-2572. Also, don't forget to check out our web-only daily deals every day at daytodaydeal.shop. As always, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time.